You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Well, and good morning. This is WCNO Christian Radio, and you're thinking, that's not the music that plays at 11. Well, if you've been listening enough to the programs on WCNO, you've also heard the promo for a new program, which is entitled A Biblical Response. And this is that program. It's so new and fresh, we felt in the spirit we wanted to move to get this on the air. We don't have an open and a close yet, but we've just struck a deal to get those things recorded, so next week we'll have all that. But what is a biblical response? Just in brief, the Lord, we've had a vision here at WCNO for several years now, a big vision, to basically, God says, I want my Christian media to bring truth to the people, and to my truth, and the truth that's critical for today, to speak truth into a culture that is not enamored with truth. Now, this is not the first time in human history, by the way, right?
Right.
You can read the Bible and you can see in Israel that that culture was not always enamored with or focused on God's truth. And where God's truth is most available is in the Word of God. That's why we have it. But what God has also said to us here at the radio station, and I know He's speaking to other Christian media about this, is I want you to use my word to address the issues that my people are struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be saying, well, what issues are those? Well, turn on any legacy news media, right?
Yeah.
And you'll hear those issues and you'll hear the people promoting them. And so what we're doing here at WCNO, and by the way, we're not a news program. Let's make that very clear. We're not going to be a holy Fox News where we come on and we address a lot of talking heads sit around and talk about and try to bring not just the news, but I say it against Fox because they're probably better than others, but not try to create the news or to try to shape and form your thinking about something. What our job in this program, and it's going to develop, our job is going to be to take one or two maybe of the hot button issues that are creating chaos and anger and frustration in our nation and in other places in the world, but we live here, so we're going to deal with here. And to look at those issues through the lens of the Bible, through the lens of the Word of God, and how we look at those issues, how we deal with them, and how we help other people deal with them. Ultimately, when we have God's word, we will have God's peace. Because so much Amen. Of the things, obviously, that if our lives are unsettled, if we're living in fear to one degree or another, and believe me, if you're a believing Christian and you're saying you don't live in fear, you're lying to yourself, because there's so much going on in our culture that even the most devoted people of God will find themselves, at least initially, when an event happens, responding out of fear. So our task is to do this. Now, I'm going to voice, others will say, because it's the first 15 minutes of our program before a break, we're going to be sharing about ourselves and what we bring to the table. But what we all admit is that, we're joyful that God has called us to do this, but we're kind of uncomfortable, too, because it's a very organic, this is life. Folks, this is not a sanitized presentation, by the way. We're going to be finding ourselves challenged by the issues we're talking about. And we also know some of our listeners, when we start hitting certain topics and naming them, they're going to get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you might be angry. Well, we can't help that. We can pray, and we will be praying, but some of you might not be angry. You might be touching on a fear. And maybe that's going to make you a little more fearful. I don't know what I'm going to hear, but I'm not sure I want to hear it. We understand that because, hey, we're in the same boat you're in.
Right.
So that's what the program is all about. It's to help people look at what's happening when the bomb explodes in your backyard. A, where did it come from? B, why did it explode? C, why are you so anxious about it? And D, you know, what do you do? How do you take care of the how do you have peace? And how do you respond to that explosion? Having said that, I have three wonderful people who decided are willing to join me. Keith Masters, Stephanie Jacobson, and Ann Limhoko, all voices you've heard on the air in various venues here, now God brought together. So I'm going to turn it over to you all. Just jump right in.
Yeah. Hi, David. Good morning. And my name is Keith Masters. I was first introduced to WCNO during the COVID pandemic, and the Lord put it on my heart. And I came here after a few phone calls and started reading Psalm 91 over the air. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit, which brought us together here. Amen. And from there, the Holy Spirit has enabled me to show how God has changed my life in 3-minute segments that are aired out here daily. Strengthening my life, and just, yeah, how God has changed my life from who I was and who He is making me be, who He's, you know, making me to be, making me to be, right, through, and He's, you know, in the journey. And we come here today, and we're on a new adventure. And it's very exciting, and we're going to see what God brings and, you know, see what God does here.
Amen. 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 I'll go to Stephanie. Just share a little bit who you are, what you're about, and why you're here.
Absolutely. Well, this is not a place I thought I would be, for sure. So I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. Some of you guys have already heard my story a little bit on the other programs I've been on. But just to kind of recap all of that, I was raised in a really loving, caring home. And I had two brothers. One was older, one was younger. I was kind of sandwiched between the two of them. And my parents sang in a gospel quartet, so we were always in church and went to the same church for 30 years. So it was a very stable home. I got married at 20. My husband had a successful business. I have 5 children. I have 15 grandchildren. Amen. And they're all back up in Kansas City. And I was a stay-at-home mom. I became a massage therapist later on in life. But 8 years ago, God did something or allowed something in my life that changed my life. And after a 33-year marriage, it came to an end. And at that point, up to this point, everything looked so wonderful and, you know, lovely in this little package outside of my home. But God began to deal with something that happened to me as a teenager or happened that I participated in. I had 2 abortions and something that I hid from everyone for 40 years, including myself. I wouldn't let anyone or myself even become entwined with that whole pro-life thing. And it wouldn't stay hidden. God didn't allow it to stay hidden, and I'm glad He didn't. I went through a beautiful ministry in Kansas City that helped me realize that I wasn't alone, but I was wrestling with that pain. About 4 years ago, I saw changes. I was kind of taking care of my folks in Kansas City, and I saw changes in them. And my brother lived here in Port St. Lucie. He's a music minister here, he and his wife. And I called him, and I said, I can't do this by myself anymore. And he said, hey, sis, get him on an airplane, packed 1 bag for him between him, brought him down. And my mom passed 2 years ago, but we're still taking care of my father. My brother and sister-in-law do a wonderful job of that. But I realized that God was growing me and stretching me and making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I followed him down here, and I've been here now for 4 years. I became a staple in CareNet TC with Suchess and that crew up there. And I was on the board there for 3 years. I just resigned from that. But God has me on this journey, and here I am sitting in this chair today just going, what the heck is going on? But it's okay, because I think we come to those places in our life where we enjoy what God's doing, we're excited about what God's doing, but we're like, God, what are you doing? So yes. I welcome the listeners into the room with us and just enjoy the process with us.
Amen. And the thing that binds us all together that is so important for this program is we have fallen in love with God and His Word.
Yes.
And that it does guide us. Now, am I 100% guided? I'm a human being. You answer that question. Mm-hmm. But it's so important to me and so important to the church. It's important to all believers. And that's why this program is entitled as it is a biblical response, because with all the stuff going on, and a lot of people, even believers, won't go to the Word of God first.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go to their friends, their neighbors, they'll be vacuuming up as much human wisdom as they can, mm-hmm. try to make sense. And now that might be stage 3 or 4, but the first stage is to go to the Word. So Word gets what we're doing, God has tasked us to do. And I say all this because now Ann Limhoko, who is my co-host on the front line, and she has a great story, but the one thing that I think is peculiarly important to this program is her journalistic DNA. DNA, I'm talking about, because she's the heart of a true journalist who loves God, loves His Word, and loves to look again through issues in the world mm-hmm. through that biblical lens. So,
yeah.
Ann?
Good morning, everyone. It's such a pleasure to be here today. And I did not know that I also would be sitting in this seat. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, born in Chicago. Mm. And the Lord called me to Florida in January of 2022. So I moved officially in June of 2022. So I've only been here a little over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a state, honestly, that I desired to live in. I thought I was going to be in Chicago and probably other big cities, but the Lord called me to Florida. And I did not know what I was going to do. I came to Florida at a hard time in my life. I worked for a member of Congress in Chicago for 20 years. And for this member of Congress, I would represent her all throughout Chicago. I did not work on the political side. So when you work for an elected official, you could either work in the political side on the campaign, promoting that person door to door, getting that person elected. I was a taxpayer funded employee that worked for a member of Congress, and I would help constituents, I would help elected officials bring resources to them,
mm-hmm.
if that makes any sense. But I, during COVID, was asked to take the COVID vaccine, and I knew without a doubt, because I knew this was coming, that the Lord was preparing me to say no. The Lord mm-hmm. told me mm-hmm. in my time of personal prayer, the Holy Spirit said no. And I had no peace about it. So when my boss told me to take the COVID vaccine, I said no, and I was immediately persecuted for a good number of months, 6 months. It was a very hard time in my life. I filed a religious exemption to be accepted, but then it was taken away, which was illegal. But the Lord prepared me, and I knew that I was going to be leaving that job. I reached 20 years with the federal government in the midst of all that, so the Lord took care of that, because that was a big milestone I wanted to reach when I eventually retire. Down the road. So the Lord brought me here to Florida, and I was just coming to WCNO to pick up tickets for Jonathan Kahn. And then that's when I met David Francoeur, the amazing producer right across from me, who heard my story and asked me to be a guest on the show. And then through the Holy Spirit, I think I was on the show for two times.
Twice as a guest, and then you did so good. You really did. God said, hey, we want her on as a co-host. And that's what you've been doing.
Praise God.
Ever since then.
Wow.
And now here as a member of this. And that's, you know, that's really, God loves to do that.
Well, hold on, David, I want to go to Rewind, because I feel like I didn't get enough information.
I was wondering if you were going to give us some background on that.
Yeah, well, we'll have.
Go for it.
I have a sense that this program is going to have some legs.
That's
you know?
Good. It will have legs.
It's going to have a lot of life.
You know, Because it was, I share my story in the 3 minute segments, and so there's, you know,
he's looking at the ladies like, you guys did not stay within the 3 minutes.
Go figure.
We're about to take a break, Keith. So I don't want to step on your mind, so we're about to take a break.
As the Lord leads,
and He will. So let's do this. We'll take a break. It'll be less than probably about a minute or so. And then we'll be back, and we're gonna launch into, you know, the first of however many hot button issues we need to talk about today. So hang in there. Don't go away.
Join us every Saturday at 7 p.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM for a special program, Thy Word is a Lamp, where you will hear the dynamic teaching of Sheila Suarez, a fresh manna. Thy word is a lamp, the fresh word of God, children of God.
Thy word is a lamp, yeah.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Yes, revival is in the air, and we're breathing it in quite heavily here and proclaiming
it's
it from WCNO.
Studio.
You're listening to WCNO Christian Radio 89.9 on the FM dial. This is a brand new program. This is our first program, the inaugural program, I call it, and it is called A Biblical Response. And as we said in the beginning, it's not a news program, but we're going to look at issues in the news, not all of them. We probably handle one, maybe two every episode, but but to really dig down deep and then look at the Word of God. What does the Word of God say about that? And we hope that this will give you some peace if you're struggling with what's going on and you're not quite sure how to deal with it. I want to throw out the general election that just came through. There's a lot of stuff that happening. There's some good things, some not so good things, I'm just going to ask the group to kind of dive in. We have a new president-elect, and he's adding people to his cabinet every day. Some people are happy about it. Some people have decided to leave the country, and others aren't quite sure. But we believe that the Word of God addresses this issue because God loves America, and
Absolutely.
He's created us, and He wants us to be restored to the nation He intended us to be, right? So with that...
Yeah, can I say that I'm waiting for them to leave the country too?
Well, okay. Yeah, we're gonna
with love.
Yeah, with love. Yeah,
with love. We're praying for them.
Can I say that? Is that allowed?
It may get messy in here. It may
I'm
get messy.
I'm waiting for them to leave the country. Well,
it's gonna get It is gonna get messy.
A lot of them threatened.
I know, and that was some an empty threat.
Yeah.
What I think is important is what's behind that.
Yes,
that
it's a spirit.
There's true, honest fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there's a negative, there's a demonic activity going on there, mm-hmm, in the hearts and minds, yeah, of those that don't know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it's why they want to leave.
Yeah.
What scares them about the current, the upcoming administration that'll happen on January 20th?
Well, you know, let's look at what's really going on in the country today. And through this past 4 years, the country has gotten off track, and it's gone into a sexual hysteria, mm-hmm, with LGBTQ XYZ, as I just heard. Mm-hmm. What God has done by answering prayer and putting President Trump into the office and the Republican Senate and the Republican House.
Mm-hmm.
What God has done is he's enabling the country to come back and to be restored.
Yes.
And to pass laws and to pass bills. And this is why we're so thankful. And this is how you see God at work. God put all of this together. And God organized this whole thing for this to happen in this way. And you know, something just came to mind. President Trump didn't get elected for the second term, and the turmoil that he was going under in the first term, right? Now, a lot of people don't know that he's a born-again Christian, that he received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that. But he did, and he does accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And he speaks about Jesus on the pulpit when he's given, not on the pulpit, but on the podium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me say the podium,
yeah.
Right? When he's on the podium, for all of his rallies, and he praises and he glorifies Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he is a brother in Christ, in the family and in the church. And I lost my train of thought there for a second. Oh yeah, the first election. So the first election, he had nothing but struggle, and people were just attacking him from every which way, and he had no support. Physically from the Republican side. He was out there on his own. And God didn't let President Trump get reelected to go through that same thing, because mm-hmm. now people were able to see exactly what happened in the second term, or in the first term for Biden. So the discourse that happened, and to see now how God is going to work, what he was trying to do in the first term of President Trump, because he accomplished a lot, but not to, he didn't, because all you had was struggles at the same time. But now President Trump, the Lord has brought allies into his mm-hmm. into his arena for
yeah.
him to get more accomplished, I think.
Yes, I completely agree with you, Keith. First of all, the reason why President Trump was reelected is because the church has been on its knees. We have seen the church rise
up.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
These past 2 years, even, you know, Stephanie and I we're sitting right here. We fought so hard for Amendment 4 not to pass.
Amen.
And now we saw churches who would not talk about politics at the pulpit speak up. We have Christ Fellowship Church, which is a huge chain in this area, send a video to all their attendees.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge, huge, huge step. And I think the church has woken up. President Trump got elected with the most amount of votes for a popular vote, and the only Republican who's done this in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a mandate from the people.
Right.
And I do believe that the church was praying, and that's why President Trump, it's his mercy and it's his grace. We look to Jesus, but Jesus is using this man that I believe he has prepared, right?
Yes.
He has prepared. And now we have a mandate, and it's beautiful. I'm like,
what, now let's.
I'm like jumping up and down.
Now let's see if the church will stay awake.
Yes,
that is what the key is.
Yes,
is are we going to stay awake? And you know, God puts men in place and takes them out.
Yeah,
and so we are being used.
Right.
We, as people of God, are being used in this country for what this country was created to do,
mm-hmm.
and that is to glorify God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So in Absolutely. All of the messiness that's out there, and in the politics and in our homes, or you know, at the Thanksgiving table or at the Christmas table or whatever it is, it's this iron sharpening iron. It's not even about what is happening out there in the political world. It's what's happening in our own
Amen.
Personal
Amen.
Hearts towards what God is asking us to do. And as we are revived, the nation will be revived.
And I just want to go to Daniel in the second chapter, right? And this is where we can see the proof of God, right? Working in our lives. And it says, praise be to the name of God forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and he
Amen.
Changes seasons.
Amen.
He deposes kings and he raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning.
Mm.
So Amen. He changes the seasons and he changes the times. And he just changed the times.
Amen.
Yes.
This is by the hand of God.
And just as kind of a biblical overview of God's intentions, we talk about this current election. But the current administration in the last 4 years, what we have seen emerge in our government and the, mm-hmm. the has been confusion and chaos and conflict.
Pure evil.
And God is not a God of confusion,
well,
for
Paul,
sure.
Right. Paul said this several times, but I went to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, where Paul says, "For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace."
But of peace.
And right. when we were listening to Donald Trump and his campaign, of course, "Make America Great Again," and at the heart of it, it's not just on the surface, a greatness on the surface. It is restoring America to God's intentions for us, and then to restore us from a nation that is constantly upset every day because of the chaos that often the government is involved in and creating and supporting and sustaining, to a nation that has a considerable measure of peace because we're on the right track. And it's God's peace. It's not man's peace, mm-hmm. right? I can't give you peace. You know, I might be able to do something that will help. And if that's of God, that's great. But this is, we are a nation, oh Lord, we need your peace today.
And you know, part of that scripture is we can't take it away either. If someone has peace, a lot of times myself as a Bible believing Christian, my peace is sometimes taken away from somebody that's around me.
Mm-hmm.
And the government is a big entity that is looming all the time in our lives. And it tries to take our peace away. The enemy will try to take our peace away in any way, shape, or form. And the government is a, man, it can get scary sometimes. But man cannot take our peace away when we are grounded in the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm reminded of Proverbs 29:2. I don't know if this is what you were looking up, Keith, because I saw you looking through your Bible.
This is what Proverbs 29:2 says. I'm getting a breeze over here as he's flipping through the Word of God. I love it.
This is what it says. I'll let you get to that after this. Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. We have been groaning for the last 4 years because of the wickedness that has been ruling this country.
Yes, and it's not the first time we've gone through that either.
No, but I feel like we're in a spiritual battle, Ephesians 6, it's gotten worse and worse. And it's only by the Lord's mercy that President Trump has been reelected. So to you, Keith, whatever you're going to read in 1 Corinthians.
Second Chronicles, where the Lord said, yeah. And this is where you see the timelessness of the Word of God. Right? God's word is endures forever from the beginning of time. And in Second Chronicles, where the churches were crying out, and the churches were crying out, and the Lord said that not by might, not by power, nor by my spirit. And then he said, if you repent of your sins, I will hear you. Right? In Second Chronicles.
7:14.
Mm-hmm. And he said, I will answer you.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
And he did. He did. And this is where it comes together and you can see the power of God.
Amen. We're heading in the direction of a break. We got about a minute and a half. What I want to say to you listeners is when we come back from the break, we're going to be taking calls if you want to call in. And the number to call is 772-221-1100, and then someone answering the phone will send you into the studio here. 772-221-1100, and as we come back from the break, I'll remind you. If you have a comment or a question for us, we would entertain that. You don't have to agree with us. We're happy if you disagree with us. Just remember, no bad language. We'll cut you off.
Yeah.
But apart from that, we'll address, you know, whatever concerns you have. 772-221-1100. And the other thing real quick is that for us to remember that there's never been a time in human history when God has not been fully invested in the life of every nation. You know, there's a lot of Americans today, I know, especially those that come out of the educational system in the last 30 or 40 years, where we've not paid attention to God's intentions for America, and going through the whole formation of this nation, the founding fathers, and the Declaration of Independence, and the Revolutionary War, and the Constitution, and all that came out of that our own founding fathers knew, admitted were God-led, scripture-based documents, because God wanted to shape and form this nation for his own plans, and he hasn't dropped us from that plan.
No.
But there's a lot of people that perceive America, or maybe every nation, as being kind of outside of God's plan. That God's no longer interested in nations.
That's not true. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm. That's a lie, because God doesn't change. If you look at the Bible, the best, again, that lens we're looking at things through, God has always been interested in the people and be related to them so that they can follow him, so he can be their government. See, at the heart of all government is where God wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because when God's in charge, when God is the government, then you have the peace mm-hmm. that we're so hungry for. Anyway, I had to drop that in. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton of Just a Voice Radio Ministry, broadcasting here on WCNO 89.9, Saturdays, 5 a.m. and p.m. Come on and join us. Hope to see you there.
I'm Mindy Molina, Investment Advisor Rep, Licensed Insurance Agent, and Fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Welcome back to this program you didn't count on having today. This is our first program. A biblical response is the title, and we are really looking. We're not a news program, but we are looking at issues, hot button issues that are in the news and in the front and before us every day. That mostly anxiety and causing fear, causing and we're trying to look at all this stuff through the lens of Scripture.
Yeah.
So that we can say, how do we deal with this? How do we understand it? How do we deal with it? And the number, if you want to call in, if you want to ask a question or make a comment, you're welcome to do that. The number is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. So, y'all just, the ball is in your court.
So I went up. We talked about just how President Trump has won the election. He's our president-elect.
Right.
And he's going to bring a whole new platform, one that is completely 180 degrees different than what we've seen with this current administration.
Mm. Yeah.
So one of the topics that we want to discuss today that we've already talked about is the gender transition / fluidity topic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 2 days after President Trump won, 2 days after President Trump won, he said he will issue an executive order to every federal agency to seize all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age.
Mm.
That was 2 days after he won the election.
Yeah.
So that just sets the standard of what's going to happen. I'm so excited for, that's just a platform that just happened within 2 days. So that's something that is so exciting, because during this current administration, we've seen gender mutilation. We've seen kids castrated.
Yeah.
It's been awful. We've seen the rights of parents taken away because they think that the state has more of an interest in kids than their own parents. Mm. And we're going to be seeing this in light of a Supreme Court case whose oral arguments start tomorrow.
Correct.
And Stephanie's going to talk more about that.
Yeah. There's a case that's happening at the U.S. Supreme Court that started in Tennessee. At the core of this case is a challenge to Tennessee's Senate Bill 1. They passed by their legislation, who, by the way, their legislators are representing the will of the people.
Mm-hmm.
So they passed this bill, and it was signed by their governor in 2023. The petitioners in this were initially the parents and the minor. Now, there's three different sets of parents and then three minors that were going against this Senate Bill 1 at the state level. But the U.S. government, you were talking about the platform and how bad it is. The U.S. government intervened at the appellate level so that the U.S. Supreme Court is now going to hear this case. and it's going to be the U.S. versus the respondents, the minor parents and the parents, the minor and the parents. This is kind of confusing. And the state of Tennessee. So essentially, the United States government took the side of the parents and the minor against the state of Tennessee and the legislators that passed this bill. And the minor and parents are going against the United States government is going against Tennessee. How this all plays out is that our government intervened on behalf of the parents that want their children to have the opportunity to transition without their consent. And they're basing this on the 14th Amendment of the Constitution,
the privacy clause,
which is the Equal Protection Clause for life, for people in the United States, right? And so it's a wonky thing because now you've got parents that are saying, I want my children to have this right. The will of the people is saying, no, we don't want this to happen. These children need to be protected. And these parents think they're protecting these kids by giving them the right to transition because they're going, I don't know what's going on in their mind, but it's...
Do you have an age for how old the kids are right now? For the parents are trying to give them
they're minor,
the right?
Yeah, they're minors.
So they're minors. They have no right... They have no right to decide for themselves at 14 years of age.
Yeah, they don't have the ability, not just the right.
I know, their minds are
When my daughter was 3 years old, she thought she was Donald Duck.
Right.
I mean, seriously. You know?
Well, there you go.
I mean, how many parents and their kids...
Does she identify as Donald Duck?
The younger ones, when we're talking about... This is a serious topic, though.
Does she identify as Donald Duck?
She identified as Donald Duck and other creatures. But but the point is that those children on their own do not have the ability. They can't reason and they can't understand. And especially, but you know, I want to raise this back to a kind of the biblical lens. The lens we need to see all this through, the lens that the Bible gives us, and it's in many places in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But in Genesis 1:27 is one of the first places we read about the fact that we are made in the image of God. And it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Now, this is a foundational statement that God gives us as to his intentions for his people. And I also want to say there are some people that will quickly leap into the discussion and say, well, but you know, they've got children that are born without genitalia, and there are some that are, you know, and all of this stuff. And I'll say, yeah, that's true. And we live in a broken world. Since the fall of humanity, the world got broke. And so now we don't have the perfect life that Adam and Eve did before the sin and their perfect bodies. Now we have an imperfect world, and we are going to see in the flesh some examples of that imperfection, and sometimes it's going to be that the human body is not born exactly the way we want it to be born. Parts are going to be missing. Extra parts, you know, are going to be added.
I have someone personally that I know that was like that. And at their birth, they had to look at this child and make a decision as to what they were going to do. And and she went through many, many surgeries. And so my mother walked alongside her, so I was very privy to what happened there. And God was gracious. This woman has, she wasn't able to bear children, but she has two children by way of adoption. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God has a purpose for even that.
Yes.
So I, you know, coming into this conversation, I didn't even think about that, but there are people that are born that way. And, and for our minds to be confused is an evil ploy of the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what we're fighting. These poor kids are just a tool in this fight for life. I mean, essentially for their life.
And we should be careful when we talk about, to remind people, we are not judging.
No.
Nor are we condemning. Although some people may want to hear it that way.
No.
We're talking about realities of life and how we look at them through the lens of biblical revelation. But there's also biblical revelation that is a companion to what we're talking about, which calls us to, as God loves the sinner and not the sin, to love the sinner, call out the sin.
Yes.
So in the Bible, it says that we are the clay and he is the potter.
Yes.
How am I, as the one who's been created, tell the potter who has created me, oh, you did a bad job. I should have been made a different sex. I should have been made a male instead of a female.
Right.
It's very, 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 you know, it's awful that you think that you know better than God.
Well, Proverbs 21:30, and this, you know, and there's a lot of instruction in the book of Proverbs, written from the wisest man that was ever, that God
Solomon.
Ever gave, right?
Yeah.
Solomon. Mm-hmm. And in Proverbs 21, it says, it tells us that there is no wisdom or counsel against the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
There's no wisdom or counsel against the Lord. So it's pride that comes in and steps in, okay?
Yeah,
right. And this is, you know, Jesus says what? Pride is the greatest sin, right?
Yeah.
So it's pride.
Right before a fall.
Right
too.
Before a fall,
yep.
Right? That is blocking you. That is blocking you.
Stephanie just fell.
Right? No, she did not.
I'm telling you.
Right.
It is
no,
hard
but
to
you're
fight
right.
against.
It's pride. It's rooted in this issue.
It is the root of every sin
and
is pride.
And they don't see it as pride. They see it as this
my
is
right.
What they, my right. Right.
My
and
body, my choice.
It's a confusing, they're confusing the issue
yeah.
with what God is saying and that they don't believe. They're not listening to God.
And God is not mocked. That is one thing that I I think about that at least once or twice a week. God, you're not mocked. I better be doing what you ask me to do because obedience is certainly better than sacrifice in every case. So, and obedience is not always, it's not always fun. I mean, it's not always, but this seemingly to a person that has, I want to be careful here, has their right mind, this seems crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this seems crazy. Why would you want your child to mutilate their body or put something inside of them that would hurt them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand if there's infection or if there's something that we need a scalpel to open that up and get that out. But this is a mind game, and that's what the enemy, that's where his playground is in
exactly.
the mind.
Very clever.
And children are so susceptible to that. I want to go back to one thing, though. I want to go back to the political side of this for just a second.
Okay.
I know we
got a two minutes and then a break.
Okay. So I want to recognize that the state of Tennessee is fighting the nation's government. I mean, we've got to decide how are you, and I'd say this to the listeners, how are you going to look at this situation? Would you be with the Tennessee and say, no, we don't want this? Will you be able to stand when someone asks you that? Or do you want to just not have a vote in the middle? Because God says, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to take a stand in our own hearts before we're be prepared with an answer. With love, I mean, we're not going to, in today's program, we're not going to have everybody agree. But we need to look at our hearts and say, how can we have compassion and yet have truth spoken in love to whoever comes our way with this particular thing? And Tennessee, not, you know, they're standing their ground, and they're at the Supreme Court tomorrow hearing this case before the Supreme Court.
You know, Stephanie, and that I know we got to go on break, David, but the devil has so many people fooled that they don't believe that he's real, right?
Yeah,
the
right.
devil has so many people fooled.
Mm.
And what is right?
So dangerous.
Because well, they blame God for what's going on, or they don't believe that the devil is real.
Yeah.
So, and Ephesians 6:12 tells us, we don't fight against flesh and blood.
Yeah.
We fight against spiritual powers. You got to understand that the spiritual powers are real.
Yeah.
Everybody has a spirit in their body.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's according to that, you know, for people that don't, that the pride steps in the way. We're here to share Jesus and to show the love of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And where, you know, there's a block, a snare in your life, mm-hmm. blocking you from Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes. And I hope also our listeners who are believers will begin to hear God's calling that on these issues to be more prayerful, lift up our nation, lift up the people of America and other nations, because we're not the only ones dealing with this stuff, but to, you know, to wholesale prayer for our nation to be, for our minds to be healed, for our hearts to be turned back to God, for us in ever increasing numbers to begin to realize the evil that's afoot in our land and how it's impacting so horribly on the lives of those who are most at risk, which are women and children.
Yeah.
And, you know, at some point we'll be dealing with abortion issues and the whole, so many other things. And, you know, God, our job as Christians is to bring God into the midst of human crisis and to speak his word and to be instruments of peace. Mm-hmm. That's not world peace. It's God's peace.
Amen.
Anyway, let's take a break.
He is the Prince
of Peace.
We'll be
right back. Yep.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh. It is okay. Yes.
Yes. Please.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's just the producer's the only one that knows what's happening. Sometimes, not always, but it's okay because we're kind of an organic group here. Anyway, we still have a little time if you want to call in, either ask a question, make a comment on anything we've been talking about. 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And this is a program that's called A Biblical Response. We're taking a look at hot button issues in the news and, you know, taking one or two as time permits, but we've been unpacking. We talked about the election and all that's going on there, and we're now in talking about gender issues and gender fluidity, transition, the issues with kids, what they know, what they don't know, the laws, the government. Now, and, you know, we're not, by the way, I should say, we don't believe that when we finish with an issue, that's it. You know, we're going to probably keep touching on these issues over time as the Spirit leads us, because mm-hmm. there's so many things that the Word says that we need to hear about these issues and what's going on. And who is presenting? Well, you know, these issues, the reason we're talking about it is because evil is afoot in God's creation.
Yeah.
And since the fall of humanity, the devil has had a foothold in the world, and he definitely has. This is his playground, and we don't want to play with him.
So, Stephanie introduced this case in our last, you know, segment, but I want to tell our listeners that the name of the case, so you can also look it up yourself, is United States versus Scrametti. That's Skrmetti. And this case is so important. They're saying it's the highest profile case of the Supreme Court's term this year. So it's dubbed the transgender case, and it has the potential to be as culturally impactful as Roe versus Wade,
yes.
which legalized abortion in 1973, yes. or Obergefell versus Hodges, which legalized same-sex marriage. Because if we lose, okay, this could legalize the transgendering of minor children in all 50 states mm-hmm. and open the floodgates to bolder action by transgender activists. And this results in tragic consequences for our nation's children.
Without the parents' approval.
Yeah. Yes.
That's really, that's a travesty.
It is a travesty.
That is a travesty. And this is where the church has to stand up and come out and be recognized.
And I would say that that is probably one, tomorrow there's going to be two cases. One's in Missouri and one's in at the U.S. Supreme Court. And tomorrow I would ask the listeners to be in prayer for both cases. The one in Missouri goes over, it's the Amendment 4 that we fought down here in Florida. They were fighting the same amendment, which I went up there to help fight as well. It was called Amendment 3 up there. And tomorrow, they will be fighting. They lost. Okay, so we lost in Missouri. And so Planned Parenthood now and the other
right.
Entities will be able to do abortion up to birth and beyond. and so that is a horrible thing.
And
yeah. And the case in the Supreme Court, this will change our nation, the face of our nation, if we are not on our knees and God intervene. So, you know, that is something that you can't even imagine. We fought Roe v. Wade for 50 years. I mean, 50 years that was on our books at a federal level, that, and this will be the same kind of case.
Yeah.
So we would ask you to just be on your knees. I want to say this, though. I want to give some hope.
Yeah, it's time for some hope, and you're going to read from the Word of God.
I am going to read from the Word of God. You know, God is not... This is one of my cousin's things that she tells me sometimes when I get frustrated and I call her, I'm worried. She says, you know, God is not pacing in front of his throne. He is not wringing his hands and drinking Maalox. You know? He is not worried. This is not something that, you know, we can sit here and talk about this and be concerned, as we should be, as concerned Christians, concerned Americans. This is something that the nation is watching. The world is watching. What are we going to do with these issues? But here's what I, this morning the Lord gave me a song that was my parents used to sing called He Never Changes.
Mm.
And I started singing the song, of course, remembering the words to it. And it's just so good. I won't go back and sing for y'all, but this is...
it might be a treat.
Oh, no, yeah, no, no,
no.
Oh,
okay.
This is in Numbers, and it's Numbers 23:19. It says, God is not man that he should lie. How many lies are we seeing being perpetrated right now? Or a son of man that he should change his mind. God never changes. He does not change. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? This is the word of God. He does not change. His word does not change. We are the one that changes. There's nothing that stays the same on this earth. Nothing. There are seasons. There are times that God is going to move us. There are mountains. There are valleys. There are, you know, our plains. And we don't stop going up that mountain or coming down the mountain into a valley. I heard the man say that the other night at the Declaration on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we don't stay the same. And it's a good thing, because that would mean we're God, and we're not.
Mm-hmm.
We're not God.
Amen. Amen. And that you point out something that, as human beings, you know, and why we depend so much on that ongoing relationship with God, and one of the great words I learned in seminary, you go to seminary, you learn all these multiple syllabic words. For God is immutability. God is immutable.
Mm-hmm.
He does not change.
Yeah.
But we are in the opposite reverse.
Right.
Is we are constantly in change. And if we don't know the Lord, you begin to adopt this attitude that because I'm changeable and the world is changeable, then everything is about that. Now, the truth is, when you finally connect with God and Jesus Christ, then yes, you continue to change, but you do so in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a positive change. We need to change. We need to grow.
And Anne sends out her emails, and at the bottom of her email, I saw this morning, that C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity says, if I find in myself desires which nothing in this world can satisfy, the only logical explanation is that I was made for another world. Mm-hmm. And isn't that what is going on here? It isn't even about the transgenderism. It's about abortion. It is about anything. We are being created and formed for another. It's like we're in a womb.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we are being created to be birthed into that kingdom for eternity.
The kingdom of God.
Amen. The kingdom of God.
Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Right, Keith? And all these things will be added unto you. Yeah.
And his righteousness.
Yeah. We're kind of at the tail end of the last, quarter of the program.
Just went by way too fast.
Yeah. And just to say, if you just tuned in, you wonder what's going on. This is a brand new program. This is our first of this series. We hope to continue as the years unfold. Maybe we'll be doing this up until the day when Jesus comes. And after that, well, the radio station will be empty.
Yes.
But it's important because we want to, God has been saying to us, help my people really come to grips with what's going on that's very confusing and frightening, not just in America, but in the world, by returning to the Word of God, by going to the Word of God for the guidance that God wants to give us in the Word, and that shapes and forms who we are.
I think Keith has got a word, right?
He does, but also go do that. But then we said we're going to close this program in prayer.
Hmm.
So Keith, if just go ahead and share that word with us. Amen.
So I'm going back, and I just heard Michael Youssef this morning, and he was talking about the sacrificing of children to Baal back in Roman times, right?
Right.
So nothing has changed in this 200 years. Nothing has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And what does Psalm 106 say? Mm-hmm. Psalm 106, verse 37, and it reads... They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to false gods.
Mm.
They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was desecrated by their blood. They defiled themselves by what they did. By their deeds, they prostituted themselves.
Mm.
This is the word of God, and God knows. So... Any questions that anybody has, the answer can be found in the Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
The answer can be found in the Bible. So if you have questions to get a Bible, if you don't have one, to get one.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And Jesus will give you an answer.
Amen. God will always give you an answer.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Can I
say to the listening audience, we would like to give you a call to action, and I know that this isn't God is not a God of confusion. And so if you could get on your knees at some point today, tomorrow, whenever it comes to your mind, and lift up those cases tomorrow, the prayers of the saints are what God is an incense to his nostrils. He loves the prayers and the praise.
Amen.
And we need to come to him. In fact, right now, we'd like to close out in prayer.
Have a couple minutes. We have 2 minutes.
All right. Father, I am so grateful for this day. Oh, yes, Father, you so are grateful. Such a good God. There isn't anything, Lord, that you have not already known before we ever step into it. Lord, the path for us does not always open up so readily, and we don't always see where we're supposed to go. But Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
Yes.
And we will go to your word, Lord, when we don't know what to do.
Thank
Father,
you,
we pray for the people, the listening audience right now, as they are going on their path, Father, that it won't be the same as ours. They won't always have the same opinion. But Lord, we ask them to go to your word so that they can know what the truth is, and the truth will set them free, Father.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Ask that over this
Lord.
Listening audience today.
Lord.
Father,
yes,
let
Lord.
Your word be the thing that they will hide in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I ask right now for the Scrimeti case that we would... that we would not be afraid to stand for truth and on the truth of the word as it goes forward in this case at the U.S. Supreme Court, for this case in Missouri, Lord. But for the case at the Supreme Court, I ask for the children that are being abused by this the laws of the land if they change, Father. I pray for the parents that they would see truth. Lord, I pray for the Supreme Court that they would do the will of God first and then the will of the people, Lord, that they would speak truth from the judges' seats. Lord, we know that you are the judge. You are the ultimate authority in this. We thank you, Father. We thank you what you've done in our hearts and lives. I ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Yes, amen. Well, that's all we have for today. If you have thoughts, comments, you want to get WCNO at WCNO.com.